question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Robert, Mary, back at it with you and ready for another installment of the Personal Connection series of our show, which is sponsored exclusively by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
For 2020, don't be the type of traveler who thinks, oh, it's never going to happen to me, because the reality is you just never know when it comes to emergency situations when you travel. If you're planning a vacation or an important trip, don't put your investment or well-being at risk. Do what we do and purchase travel insurance online from our friends at TravelGuard.com. It's affordable. They've got a lot of different packages, and it's going to give you protection in so many ways.
You know, whether you're escaping the winter weather on an island, maybe you're going skiing, or taking any other type of an adventure, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, if you've ever seen a dog in a hotel lobby, they may be working as an ambassador dog to greet guests, but did you know that many of these dogs are actually up for adoption? There's a job out there called a lobby dog, and there are several programs at hotels and inns across the U.S. who work with shelters to fill this position at their properties. Tampa-based hospitality company McKibben has started their own popular foster dog program in several hotels that they manage. To learn more, we invited Emma Ledbetter, Director of Food and Beverage at a McKibben-managed Aloft in Asheville, North Carolina, to join us today for our latest Personal Connection episode.
Welcome, Emma. Thanks for jumping on the show hotline with Mary and me today.
Hi.
Nice to have you here with us.
Nice to be here.
Well, enjoy having you with us today. You know, you're joining us for the Personal Connection segment of our show today because many people are certainly connected to their dogs, and it's nice to see the hospitality business, quite frankly, helping out with fostering dogs. But you're also here because, from what we understand, you're the reason McKibben Hospitality started their foster hotel dog program, and to add even more travel into the mix, the idea for it began on a flight you were taking. So I would love to know, you know, where you were going and what happened on that flight.
Well, I'm only just a small part, but it was a great idea on behalf of several people. But the way that it came about, I was on a flight to Tampa from Asheville, North Carolina, and actually for the position that I'm in currently, for a corporate food and beverage position, and I was interviewing with our VP. On the flight there, I sat next to a gentleman that was part of Charlie's Angels Animal Rescue in Arden, North Carolina, or Fletcher, North Carolina, and of course, you break out your phones, you start talking about your dogs, your pets, all those things, showing pictures, and we kind of left the flight with, you know, nice to meet you, hopefully come by the hotel, come see us, we are pet friendly, and we discussed a couple of different things, and then on my flight home, who was I sitting next to again, but the same gentleman from Charlie's Angels Animal Rescue. Hmm. So take that as a sign, if you will.
Well, I would take the, how, what was this, like a few days later, or was, you know, it certainly wasn't.
Yes, a few days later.
Okay, well, yeah.
Well, that's so serendipity.
I know. So we, of course, thought that it was a sign as well. He and I decided to come up with a plan of how we could make something work with the Aloft Hotel in Asheville that's managed by McKibben Hospitality and their animal rescue, Charlie's Angels, to see what sort of relationship we could come up with to possibly foster a dog in our hotel lobby.
Okay, so let's talk about that. So great story. Tell us a little bit about the program at the hotel, how you work with the shelter to choose the dog. I'm sure there are many dogs in the rescue. I'm curious, does the dog have to have, you know, certain qualifications to be selected to be in the lobby?
Absolutely. So the rescue that we chose, Charlie's Angels, they vet the dog before it comes to the hotel. So, you know, we want every dog to find a home. They all deserve to have a home, their forever home. But some dogs do better in public and in this type of environment. It's different than what they're used to. So it's not the shelter environment. So they would be based in the lobby of the hotel. So they can't be barkers. They can't, because Aloft is pet friendly, other people are coming through with their animals.
Right.
So they can't be other animal aggressive. So they vet those before they even come to the hotel. And then on the hotel side, we keep the dog in our back office area kind of under observation for about 24 hours to see how they interact with other people, with people coming and going, just to get them acclimated.
Yeah, that makes sense. Absolutely. You know, I'm guessing the answer is probably yes to this before I ask you, but so no pressure here, Emma. But do you know how many dogs have been adopted from your hotel? And, you know, since McKibben does own a number of properties, I think there's 80 or so in the portfolio, has the program branched out to other locations in your group?
Absolutely. So we do this at all of our Aloft hotels. So we have the Aloft Asheville, which is where it started. It moved to the Aloft Greenville, then to the Aloft in Tallahassee and the Aloft Orlando as well.
And how many dogs do you think right now have been adopted?
Definitely at the Aloft Asheville and in Orlando, over 100 at each one of those.
Wow, that's a larger number than I anticipated. I mean, okay, that's amazing.
Wow.
It's a lot larger than I think we anticipated. Our first dog at Aloft Asheville, we expected to keep him or her for probably a few months. The first one went in 3 days.
That's fantastic, Emma. So, all right. So we actually know where your property is located, the downtown Asheville area. And I would think you get a lot of business travelers. We've been down there for business. So how are they reacting to these Loppy dogs?
Oh, it is the cutest thing in the world to see these businessmen in their suits and their briefcases. They come back to the hotel, walk up the stairs or come up the elevator, and they are FaceTiming their family to show them their
dog. I bet you they are.
That's fabulous.
Especially if they, you know, if they have a son or daughter at home. Yeah. And, you know, you always think about what can you bring home here? You can bring home the Loppy dog. I love that. But, as you think about the way people connect to their pets, and certainly we're talking about, in this case, the Loppy dog, you must have some really engaging stories. You're just kind of talking about, you know, business people being there. Any come to mind that you want to share with people around the country that maybe really illustrate the impact it's had on everyone involved?
Well, we've had dogs and the rescue actually vets the people. So it's not like, oh, I want to take this dog home. It's coming home with me today. They actually do a home visit. And if they're out of town guests, they'll either have a local shelter do the visit or they'll do a Skype to make sure that the home is good for the pet, that they check their vet records as well. That's very important to the rescue. So they want to make sure that they get a great adopter and a great home for this for the new dog.
Is there a typical cost?
There is an adoption fee related to that. They can vary. Sometimes we've had two dogs get adopted, and they'll waive one of the pet fees. But it's around $150 adoption fee
because reasonable.
The dogs have gotten their shots and they are microchipped as well.
Pretty standard. So, Emma, we've been talking about the hotel guests, whether leisure or business, being interested in adopting these Loppy dogs. But what happens if there's a hotel employee? I believe you adopted one. What happens if the hotel employees want to adopt?
Well,
is that possible? And does McKibben help out with that?
Absolutely. So I fell in love with Ladybug and she was the foster dog failure for me and several other associates with McKibben, and they actually pay half of the adoption fee if one of the employees wanted to adopt.
That's a great perk for the
company
office.
What a nice program.
I mean, you know, right now as I'm thinking about it, you've mentioned all of the properties, the Aloft properties in the McKibben family. I don't know if there are other brands because you do have multiple brands that you have from Marriott, Hilton, or Hyatt. I think there's 80-some-odd hotels in your group. But are you aware of any other hospitality companies copying the program perhaps? And have you maybe even, you know, helped them start something?
Absolutely. So we've seen several different articles about different types of things that they put into place, whether it be a definite permanent foster dog or a rescue dog that stays at the hotel. It's just the hotel dog. So we've seen several different articles, and I've actually had several hotels reach out to myself to get the information about how we do it, what we do, and like the perks, but also the back of the house things, because we have to make sure that we're taking care of the dog as well, that we have a feeding chart and of course a bathroom chart for the dog to make sure that they're going out and getting socialized and things like that. So,
well, very interesting. And I'm sure at Christmas it must be great because you must get all these cards from people sending pictures to all of you for the adoptions that have occurred. So I think it's great.
Oh, yes.
I bet you do.
And Aloft Asheville does a Halloween party, and a lot of people bring the adopted dogs back up for the for the costume contest. So we get to see a lot of our old fosters.
Well, Emma, listen, who knew that flight was going to turn into such a great opportunity? This was a fun conversation. And truthfully, it's yet another example of how travel impacts all of our lives and the personal connection that it creates. So really enjoy you joining Mary and me today. We hope you have a great weekend. And thanks for your time, okay?
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, thanks, Emma. Take care.
All right. That's a fun program.
What a great program for the employees, the guests, the dogs.
She had no idea when she was taking that flight that day to
Tampa. So interesting.
But, I think it's great. Think of all the people she's impacted. Right now, everybody, we need to pause again for a few commercial messages from our sponsors, but we ask you to stay right where you are as there's more RM World Travel coming right up.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.